This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Sunday.
We'll sell you the whole seat, but you only need
the edge.
I think we've carried that as far as we can.
And now the music's gone. And what do we do now?
It was good while it lasted. It is Free Talk Live. The telephone number in the studio is 603-283-6160 if you would like to join us. We'll get back to Gigi's call momentarily because she had a little bit more to say as the exit music was kicking in at the end of last segment.
Can't do anything about that.
Yeah, but in the studio tonight, it's myself, the Reverend Captain Kickass, and...
Off-Grid Angie.
Steve Classic.
And let's just go right
and
ahead.
Steve Classic.
And Steve Classic.
And Steve Classic.
And Gigi. Gigi, are you with us?
And I'm back as well.
She's back.
So, as I was saying earlier... If Ian's attorney or attorneys submit something officially as a motion to petition the court, that based upon whatever reason or reasons they would like their client to remain at a federal facility, minimum security, within the jurisdiction of New Hampshire.
Mm-hmm.
If there are compelling reasons that are enumerated in the attorney or attorneys, plural, petition to the court, it would be most helpful to Ian. That could include something pertaining to children, his wife, his parents, or medical needs locally.
Okay. Interesting.
Yes.
We will.
And that's important. That's important. And my personal feeling is he needs, and I wrote it in a letter to him repeatedly, and my husband concurred as a practicing attorney who does appeals in South Carolina. We both feel he needs an attorney or a firm who specializes in appellate law.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Because I don't know if his current attorney or attorneys have sufficient experience in appellate law.
Mm-hmm.
It is very, very distinct from courtroom law.
Right, right. It's a different
Most attorneys enjoy the theatrics and the drama of a courtroom with verbal interaction with opposing counsel, a jury, if applicable, witnesses, and a judge. But appellate law is 99% reviewing transcripts, plural, documents, and sitting your tush in a law library or on a computer for hours and hours researching.
So appellate attorneys are the nerds of attorneys.
Well, then I guess I'm a nerd because it grew out of my academic background.
Yeah.
I love researching and writing legal briefs and being a vicious witch with a capital B on paper. And my husband does, too.
But there's no courtroom drama.
Attorneys are highly specialized, and we both feel, and it's just our opinions, And we feel Ian should have someone who specializes in appellate law.
Very well.
And it ain't cheap.
Yeah, that's attorneys in general are not
you've got that right. What's the difference between a lawyer and a doctor? A doctor will kill you, but the lawyer will bury you.
Oh, man.
All right. Any final thoughts, Gigi?
Well, what can I say other than a very healthy holiday to all my fellow listeners? If you celebrate Christmas or Kwanzaa, make it a great celebration in good health. That's all.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Gigi. We appreciate you. 603-283-6160. If you would like to join us, comment on anything we've talked about thus far, or change the subject, bring up whatever is on your mind. Let us circle back to this as of yet, only mildly horrific story.
Only mildly?
We haven't gotten to the... Okay, well, let's just
traumatic
continue.
For the children.
In case you just tuned in at the top of the hour, children watching horror as Russian Santa falls to his death in a monstrous stunt. The recap here is apparently this apartment complex hired somebody to dress as Santa Claus. They gathered children around a tree outside of the apartment building, and they thought it'd be a good idea to have Santa Claus climb down from the building.
It sounds
building.
Like he was going to rappel or something.
Yeah, exactly. And, well, tragedy struck. And he fell from the 24th floor when they attempted the stunt. The climber reportedly mixed up his safety ropes. He crashed on a snow-covered structure and spared the children from the sight. However, not everybody among those who witnessed the tragic fall immediately understood what had happened at the residential building in Chelyabinsk, a city in west-central Russia close to Urals. Rather, many carried on with their celebrations. Yeah. None of you at home heard that. If you were watching, you saw that, but off-grid Angie went, oh, no. But just with her mouth. She didn't actually like say the words. One eyewitness said everyone was having fun and no one could even think this would happen. I thought until the last minute that it was some kind of dummy.
I guess.
Well, I mean, in retrospect, yeah. I mean, I
only reindeer fly.
Okay. Yeah. I thought it was until the last minute that it was some kind of dummy, that it was a prank. The festivities carried on. There was at first no suspicion that this was a tragedy. So this poor guy, dressed as Santa, falls 24 floors to his death, right? But because it's behind a snow-covered thing, right, and there's a little celebration around the tree, people are like, oh, Santa Claus climbed down, and oh, that's it. Like, they weren't worried that he didn't, like, you know, walk down with his, you know, sack of gifts you know, whatever. Like,
Must be a lobby bar or something.
Must be some different Santa expectations in Russia. Yeah. So,
oh, boy.
Another later revealed the incident left some parents in shock, while many of the children didn't understand that the tragedy had even unfolded. They said, my son didn't understand anything. Others understood, and they left in hysterics. All the parents, naturally, are in shock. In a clip, which they don't have in this article, in a clip catching the horror fall and its immediate aftermath, one voice can be heard saying in disbelief, he didn't fall.
He was pushed.
This concern was echoed by another who said, now he'll come out to the children. He couldn't have fallen. The residential management company that staged the event apologized for the incident and described the man as an experienced specialist.
He was a quiet man.
He lived somewhere in the remote areas north of here.
Yeah.
Him and his wife, just sort of all alone. We only see him about once a year, so.
The sleigh's getting a parking ticket.
They added, quote, today's holiday turned into a monstrous misfortune, unquote. It was, they also said, a completely unpredictable incident.
Really?
Unpredictable. You know what?
We couldn't have imagined that.
Let's hire a guy to climb down 24 stories of apartments. Who could predict that this might go wrong?
Right.
So now the parents are going to have to lie to the children. Oh, no, Santa Claus is okay. So they're lying, like, there is Santa Claus, and then Santa Claus falls, and now Santa
they saw him
no,
die.
No, he's
so,
okay.
Like, yeah, is this the time where they're like, okay, well, these gifts are just from us now?
That's a good excuse to stop
Santa
lying.
Claus is dead. The company continued, quote, "We will do everything in our power to help the police understand the reasons and never allow this to happen again," unquote. You'll note that they didn't say something like, "We will never attempt a stunt like this again."
Well, and this will never happen again. I mean, can you imagine?
We're going to try it again next year. We'll try this next year, but we're going to give them extra ropes. Two safety ropes.
If they, that's the biggest duh.
If they tried it twice and failed twice, would that qualify as a holiday tradition?
Right. Seeking Santa Claus to rappel from the 24th floor.
And die.
On, on our third annual.
Must be willing to die.
Must be willing to die, exactly.
Must be willing to end your life in stunt for children. It's our annual holiday tradition.
I mean, even if the guy was like, the experience, you know, like it's one in a million odds.
Yeah.
Is it really, is a children's Christmas event really the time to gamble?
No, probably.
What do you
not.
Think they had like blackjack tables set up around the tree? And, you know, some slot machines, craps going on.
Seems unnecessary.
Yeah.
So. Children are so easily impressed too. They're just impressed by Santa Claus.
Right.
He doesn't need to repel them.
What do you mean? There's a mystery guy that nobody sees ever.
But I saw him.
Like,
he
climbs
fell.
Down a chimney and like. But then we saw him and he died. Like, yeah.
Well, and like to a child, Santa's like. Has like superpowers almost, you know what I mean? And
yeah,
like he's
yeah.
like a supernatural kind of a.
Right.
So you could see where the kids were all just like,
wow.
"What are you talking about? Like, what's going on?"
Yeah.
You know.
It's fine, Santa. He'll just come back next year.
Yeah, yeah. He'll just come back
it's
next
like in
year.
The cartoons, Wile E. Coyote just like
right.
back.
What if they saw him?
I mean, guys been killed like every Sunday.
What if they saw him fall and die, and then like you know sometime later that week or whatever, like you know the parents take him to the mall or something, and there's Santa. Right, like you know what I mean.
Same guy who
like,
just
like, wait a minute.
Right. Well, that's. I mean.
I think as a kid,
I'm
it doesn't compute.
Remember that. I'm trying to think back to that because, for me, it was. I think it was a coupling of my siblings, like kind of laughter and like rolling their eyes at me, combined with like the multiple Santa effect. Kind of like, wait a minute. Like I may only be five. But
yeah.
Something does not add up.
How come there's like seven Santas out back of the mall having a cigarette at the same time?
Yeah.
Union break.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. All right. So,
what's the moral of the story?
The moral of the story is
let's not do it again next year.
Don't gamble and round.
Don't dress up as Santa and try to, like, rappel a 24-story apartment building. Or any building, really, for that matter. I mean, what the hell's wrong with you? We do have a number two story, but before we get to it, let's go to this caller. I believe this is Mr. David Ridley calling.
Yeah, I have, I guess, sort of some NH exit news. You guys may have already heard about this. I just found out about it.
We've declared our independence, and we're going to separate ourselves from the United States of America next week?
We've hit $40 trillion?
The former president of the Foundation for New Hampshire Independence apparently was banned from Twitter for 6 months.
Oh, no. Wow.
I mean, tell me if I'm wrong. That's what her posts seem to say, and it seemed to be indicating that she had just gotten readmitted. But do you guys know anything about that? Do you guys see posts from her on Twitter 3 months ago, or
my Twitter is so just full, and also my Facebook too. That like, when somebody doesn't post anything for some period of time, I rarely notice.
Right.
Yeah, you don't notice what's not there.
Right.
Shadow banned. Yeah.
But yeah, Carla Garrick, who was also the president of the Free State Project for a while.
Yeah.
So apparently she was banned for some, before they would let her back in, they showed her the post that she had to remove before they'd let her back in. Again, this is, I guess, what happened about 2 weeks ago. She was let back in about 2 weeks ago, or maybe 1 week ago. And, the post that she was banned for was just, it's one of those Twitter posts you look at and you're like, I'm not sure what this is. It's like a link. It's, at so and so, at so and so, at so and so, and a link. And what is that? What is that? I don't think she's indicated that she doesn't even remember what the post was.
Well, do you know what the link was? Do you have it in front of you?
No, I don't.
Said link?
Yeah, it was too long to remember, obviously. Right.
I mean, this goes to, like Twitter, like, everybody's, I don't know, not everybody, a bunch of the people that are on my Twitter, anyway, act as if Elon Musk and Twitter, X, whatever you want to call it, is some sort of a bastion of free speech. It is not. Even though it may have improved since Elon Musk bought it, it is not that. People still get banned. They get shadow banned. Just the other day, man, Twitter was completely down, right? Mm-hmm. When I went to it, I only use the browser. I don't use the app. When I went to it, it was as if I had just signed up, and it was like, let's get started. Pick some topics that you might be interested in.
Really?
Right? You know, yeah.
I recognize your account?
It had no clue. You know, and like, wow. I tried, you know, a couple different times over, you know, several hours, and finally I was just like, well, I guess I'm not on Twitter today. And, you know, then the next day I logged back in, and, like, it was fine. Like, they fixed whatever the problem was, and, you know. But it's been doing some sketchy stuff, like you're in the middle of reading a tweet, and all of a sudden your page refreshes on you.
And it's gone.
And you're like, oh, where did that go? I don't remember who it was. And, you know, I was going to retweet that, but now I can't even remember who it was, right? So, yeah, Twitter is weird, man. That's all I have to say.
I've never had
her
Twitter.
Her post indicated that she had, I think, threatened to sue them or to sue Elon Musk or something like that as part of the process. Hmm. And Facebook, by the way, or I guess Tegxit has already sued Facebook for blocking their links. The Texas Nationalist Movement.
Yeah.
And that's going to court. That's already been adjudicated to some extent where, like, the judge said, well, you can't do this in Texas. The court that hears it will need to be a California court. That's the first step in the process.
Somewhere in the back of my head, I hear libertarians going, wait, a libertarian going to use the government to sue a private company?
Yeah, I personally would not. I would not. But, you know, I'm not Carlos.
Right. Yeah. No, I get it. I get it. I mean, it depends on, you know, the whatever the accusation is, I guess. Like, I am, you know, if Twitter isn't treating me the way I wish to be treated, I either A, stop paying them if you're one of the paying subscribers. B, if you're like me and you don't pay them and they're not treating you the way you want to be treated, just stop tweeting.
Right. Can you exit X exit?
Yes.
Like hashtag X exit.
X exit. NHX it.
I don't know.
Sorry, David. Go ahead.
Oh, that's all. I had nothing else.
Nothing else? Are you going to wish everybody happy, you know, whatever, and Merry Junk and stuff?
Oh, yeah. I told somebody today. Yeah, in case I forget that it's Christmas tomorrow, Merry Christmas.
All right. If people want to find out more about you or what you're up to, where can they find you online?
RidleyReport.com. I just got started on a Ridley Rampage. some of the videos are starting to trickle out from my adventures around the state.
Nice. I look forward to seeing more of that in 2024. Thank you for the call, sir. 603-283-6160. Dave Ridley, ironically enough, I didn't know of him until I moved here. But I knew of a bunch of other people doing, like, activism videos, you know, that kind of stuff that was part of the draw for me moving here. But I have met so many people since I got here that give Dave Ridley the credit. They're like, his videos, his Ridley reports, his Ridley-os, whatever he was calling them, are the reason that I moved, or, you know, the main part of the reason, or I found, you know, got to liberty through Dave Ridley. So I have a lot of respect for the work that he does.
RidleyReport.com.
All right. Should we move to the number two story?
Should we move? I move. I moved.
Pun intended. Number two story. Number one.
I was going to say Ridley's Bitcoin Gandhi was great as well.
That, oh my gosh, was one of...
That was
I can't even tell you how... And accurate, too. Like, oh, I mean, like, he did the accent. The accent. He had the little round glasses.
Yep.
The toga-looking robe thing.
You wearing know, out his sandals.
He walked in his sandals from point A to point B across the state to get to the courthouse to do his protest. It was amazing, man. Like, he dedicated to his craft.
Right.
You know?
Yep.
All right, this from nypost.com. I think, Steve, you brought this one in, right?
King of the number two stories. The Poo-Pourri story. Brought to you by Poo-Pourri.
Yes. Gotta go? 8 easy and affordable home remedies that could cure your constipation.
Affordable.
It's because most constipation remedies are really expensive. They're just prohibitively expensive.
These are the affordable ones.
Prune juice seems to be on the rise. Only the rich can afford it. Celery, too. It's really gotten up there.
So these are the affordable ones.
According to
affordable ones.
According to this, the struggle to go is real. To go is in parentheses in the paragraph. Yeah.
Right.
I'm struggling squeezing this story out right now. My humor isn't lowbrow.
How can we make it more affordable for you?
Oh, you're going to pay. Just make sure you turn on the ceiling fan.
Turn the fan on.
Few conditions are as uncomfortable or as uncomfortable to talk about as constipation.
Not on this show. On Sundays.
Not on Sundays. Yeah. We have quite a time with it. It flows freely.
Yes.
Occasionally we have to pinch it off, but...
But we're coming up on a break, so...
As we celebrate Constipation Awareness Month.
Oh, I did not know that.
In parentheses, yes, it actually exists.
Why?
I had no idea until I just read it just now.
I feel
that
so
there
much
was
better.
Something called CAM, Constipation Awareness Month. It's time for some facts. This is a disorder that affects up to a whopping 20% of U.S. adults, some of them chronically.
Wow.
Most people have experienced the inconvenience of having constipation at some point in their life. Cecil T. Rooker, president of the International Foundation for Gastrointestinal Disorders, said in a news release. Some of these names and titles just like
we got to get his business card, see if it's true.
It just runs off the edge on the card. Flip it over to see the rest,
see the rest of it.
Most people, we said that. For a person who lives with chronic constipation, it can be extremely debilitating and life-altering, Rooker said. What is constipation? Constipation is a problem with passing stool.
Mm-hmm.
All right. People generally poop 3 times a week, up to once or twice daily, according to the Mayo Clinic. And being regular means something different to everyone. Occasional constipation is fairly common, and it can be caused by any number of factors, including dehydration, lack of fiber, certain medications, and lack of exercise. We'll find out more about how you can get relief after your holiday meal.
Affordable relief.
Affordable relief, if you know what I'm saying. Plus more, including something about layoffs in California, and what does this have to do with flatulence? More Free Talk Live is coming up.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
USA News update. New details are out regarding who is donating money for the election campaign of President Joe Biden.
According to new data released by the Federal Election Commission, President Joe Biden's primary fundraising arms have received an outsized amount of support from the most expensive zip codes in the country. Residents of America's 10 most expensive zip codes have donated a total of just over $7.5 billion to the Biden campaign and the Biden Victory Fund this year, or roughly $930 a person. I'm Tim Berg.
This weekend is seeing crowded airports nationwide as last-minute holiday travelers embark on their journeys. According to FlightAware, there have been over 2,500 delayed or canceled flights in and out of the United States today, with nearly 600 additional cancellations. Chicago's Midway is experiencing challenges, affecting about 40% of flights due to foggy conditions. The TSA anticipates over 39 million passengers to fly during the holiday season. Skip Kelly, USA News.
Cahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Yes, it's Feline Talk Live. No, I'm just kidding. It's Free Talk Live.
Just having a little fun here, folks.
There was that Alice in Chains song, too. It's Man...
Man in the Box?
Yeah. So
oh, yeah.
I had the, you know, meow, 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 meow. All right, I thought of that. And I had written it down as, like, a potential parody song. And then, like, 2 or 3 years later, somebody sends me a link to a YouTube video. Somebody else had,
really?
Had not only done almost the exact same, like, you know, the melody and the
right.
cats doing the harmonies and the singing or whatever, but, like, the lyrics were, I'm a cat in a box. So I'm glad it got done, but this is an example of, like, you know, two people separated by an unknown distance and quantity of people can have similar ideas or the same exact idea simultaneously or within some time of each other. So my point is, if you have an idea and you don't act on it, don't be upset when somebody else does.
Isn't that kind of
thing?
The 100th monkey thing?
Describe the 100th monkey.
I think it's there were monkeys on different islands, and there was no way for them to figure out doing whatever they were doing,
sure.
like breaking coconuts,
mm-hmm.
and then the other monkey started breaking the same coconuts.
Right.
Yeah, whatever
the,
it was.
The apparent telepathy
right.
that exists right. amongst primates.
Yeah. Right. I'm going to check the magic rectangle.
I really just want to know how the second line of that song goes.
burying my shh.
That's what I'm thinking. Something.
Won't you come and pet me? Something like that. I don't remember how it goes. Something like that.
Meow, meow, meow.
I looked it up, and the H in Jesus H. Christ apparently stems from Mark Twain in his autobiography from 1847. Twain recounts a practical joke a friend played on revival preacher when Twain was an apprentice in a printing shop that Alexander Campbell, a famous evangelist, then visiting Hannibal, the town of Mississippi, hired to print a pamphlet of his sermon. While checking the galleys, Twain's fellow apprentice, Wales McCormick, found he had to make room for some dropped words, which he managed by shortening Jesus Christ on the same line to just J.C. As soon as Campbell had read the proofs, he swept indignantly to the shop and commanded McCormick, "So long as you live, don't you ever diminish the Savior's name again. Put it all in." The puckish McCormick obeyed, and then some. He sat Jesus H. Christ and printed up all of the pamphlets.
And the, now you know the rest of the...
So the H apparently comes from the town Hannibal.
And it was just a joke.
And, well, it was like...
Revenge.
So printing presses, for those of you who don't know, printing presses were a thing where you had to set each letter of each page by hand.
From a box of little letters.
Yeah, from, and then, like, print off copies, you know, one-sided copies of, mm-hmm. of all that. It's not like the printers that you have now and your computer. You hit print and it prints two-sided and it's all really super legible. No, this was a manual process. So for a printer who had set the press to be able to print the thing that the customer ordered to have to go back and reset the thing in its entirety, kind of a slap in the face, you yeah. know, a lot of work, that kind yeah. of a thing to go and do. So I could see where a guy might be a little upset that he had to go and do that.
A little jab he puts
and in. And so, yeah, as a sort of a jab at the customer for making him do double work, he threw an H in there.
Yep.
And the rest is history.
Hmm.
So there you go.
And you know why they call it a printing press? They actually had to press the ink on the paper for all you people who use printers out there. Now, according to Google, the 100th monkey effect is an esoteric idea, claiming that a new behavior or idea is spread rapidly by unexplained means from one group to all related groups once a critical number of members of one group exhibit the new behavior or acknowledge a new idea.
Yeah. This can be found amongst plant life as well. Like if you grow plants in a certain area for a certain period of time, and then you take... either a sproutling, or whatever that is, a young version
seedling?
Of that, seedling, yes, thank you, and you move it from wherever it is to some foreign environment, when the, we'll call it the mother area of that plant experiences mm-hmm. something, the plant that has been relocated has the same reaction.
Really?
So, for example, winter sets in on a series of plants, the plant that has been transplanted to some other environment will begin to exhibit the same actions as the plants that are experiencing winter, even if it is not in a winter environment.
Wow.
There's also things like they call it the mycelium network. This is the mushrooms that grow. Supposedly, like, plant life can communicate across the globe somehow. Nobody knows how. The theory is that...
Through the root system.
It's, yeah, somehow through the ground or, you know, through the air, whatever it is.
Right.
They can do that. There's also... I don't remember what it's called. I call it twin syndrome. So you have an identical twin brother or sister, for example,
mm-hmm.
and one of you decides to take a you know trip around the world. Right? You live in the U.S. Maybe your you know sibling stepbrother goes to Germany or something, right? And
start picking up a German accent.
And no. like gets into an accident, breaks his leg. Right? The brother in the U.S. like feels a pain in his leg at
oh, wow.
the time. Of the accident.
Wow.
Right? There are documented, like, instances of this throughout history that are completely inexplicable by modern science. So there are things that happen within, not just humans, but life around the globe. Unless, of course, you're a flat earther. Life across the globe.
I've got friends on all four corners of the globe.
That can't be explained. So, like, you will find early versions of different, like, implements, axes, hammers, bow and arrow, right? And you think that, oh, the bow and arrow was invented in, you know, zero BC or something in this particular, but no, they find bows and arrows have been invented
all around the world.
Yeah, in from different cultures that had no contact with each other whatsoever. Right. So yes, it's entirely possible for humans to have the same idea, even simultaneously, without being connected to each other in completely different parts of the world, having no knowledge of each other in any way, shape, or form. Ideas get spread, right? And there is literally a viral effect to it.
And this all came from meow.
It could also be that two people actually are connected, and we just there's just no visible
right. Science can't say, oh, it's because of this. Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
There's nothing to
like,
point to
energetically.
Yeah, you're right. It could be that, like, but they're seemingly unconnected.
Right.
Yeah.
As far as we know.
Right.
But the sixth sense can probably
This is why I've revised my religious stance from atheist to agnostic. Right. There's one of many reasons.
Okay.
Right. Because, like, there are things that exist in the world that I don't understand. Right.
Right.
There's also, like, limitations to us as humans that we don't understand completely. Like, we know that humans don't hear all of the sounds. Mm-hmm. We only hear a very limited spectrum of the sounds that are made, right? Mm-hmm. Also, the same thing goes with vision, right? We don't see the entire spectrum of light that exists. We only see a very limited scope of that.
Right.
There's infrared, all sorts of different...
Ultraviolet,
right? Yeah. Different ends of the spectrum that, like, other animals may see, but or other, light exists. It's just that we don't process it. So to us, it doesn't exist, but it does exist because it's been proven to exist.
We
don't see it. So because we don't see everything, because we don't hear everything, we don't smell everything, we can't, touch everything, like, it would be profoundly arrogant of me to go, no, I know for a fact that there is no higher, life.
Right.
Of
I haven't seen anything. Well,
I'm still looking for evidence for anybody to prove it. So, like, again, dogmatic religions, they have no evidence. It's like, well, our evidence is the book. It's like, no, that was written by men.
Yeah.
And revised by men. Take it for what it's worth. And re-revised or revised again. Added to and taken away from. And
Now it's in digital form. It'll be changed any time they want.
Yeah. So they've got that going for them.
We've talked about this before, Steve and I, that, like, the whole, in fact, when we walked in today, you asked us, and I said, like, the spiritual, but not religious. But
yeah.
That's so widely accepted that it's a checkbox on, like, social, like, online dating or whatever else, like,
spiritual,
anything where you have to, like, list those characteristics.
Yeah.
It's so widely recognized.
Yeah. All right.
Okay. Cool.
What were we doing? Were we on our number two story?
We're on the number two story.
We are.
Affordable ways to...
ways to relieve...
If you eat too much Christmas pudding...
Occasional constipation. Constipation can also result from problems with the muscles that form the pelvic floor at the bottom of your torso, or from any kind of blockage in the colon or rectum. Health conditions... Sorry, I have to go back to rectum for a minute. I'm a big fan of Dr. Demento. He had a radio show, and he would broadcast parodies and, quote-unquote demented songs, right? Pastiches, just funny music in
Sunday
general.
Sunday nights, I think it was.
Sunday nights, he was syndicated. He still has a radio show, by the way. If you find his website, I think it's drdemento.com, you can subscribe and still listen to his show. It's broadcast internet only, so it's no longer on the radio.
Are they playing the classic shows, too?
Yeah, once you subscribe, you have access to the
entire
library. So if you remember, the guy was a kid, and I remember a show from 1986 on a Sunday night where after this song, they played that song, and I don't remember the name of it. You can go and find it.
Cool.
It's there. Right? Like, all of the shows are there.
Yeah.
Dr. Demento is a notorious collector. So anyway, they used to play this song called, I don't know what it was called. But,
but if you subscribed, you'd be
country,
able to find it.
A country-sounding song that was, I want to kiss her butt. She won't let me. I want to whisper sweet nothings in her rear.
In her rear.
That kind of thing.
Right. It's so, like, how's your whole family? Yeah.
Right. Yes. Yes. Exactly. Just like that. Moving along on the article.
Moving along. Let's move.
Health conditions.
Speaking of moving along.
Health conditions such as pregnancy, multiple sclerosis, irritable bowel syndrome, IBS, Parkinson's, an overactive thyroid, or diabetes can also be linked to chronic constipation. But regardless of the cause, when you're as backed up as the Holland Tunnel, the following 8 suggestions are all simple, inexpensive home remedies and might help get things moving again. I think I know some of these, having not read them. I already saw the first 2 because, like, okay. I'm just going to help it.
Right.
But I want to say something like, is it cod liver oil?
Fish oil?
Fish oil. Prune juice, right? These are the...
Fiber, you know, get more fiber.
Celery, a whole... Just eat a bunch of celery, see what happens.
Is that true, Angie?
This is kind of my lane.
I'm wandering.
Jump in anytime.
I'm wandering all over the avenue of consideration.
You can jump in the pool anytime. It's safe.
Well, I'm curious to see what they list, but there's many different approaches.
First two,
So fiber would be more of a proactive approach, but this article is talking about you found yourself in trouble.
Right.
That's a different approach.
Okay. So what, gut punch?
So this is affordable reactive ways to get things moving, right?
Yeah.
All right.
Okay. Well, why don't you comment? So let's go through the list, and Angie can expound on that.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Here we go. Drink sparkling water. Many people spend their days in a state of mild dehydration, and while any water can help, some studies have found that sparkling water or seltzer is more effective than tap water at relieving constipation. A few caveats. People with IBS report that carbonated or sparkling drinks can actually worsen their symptoms.
Right. Okay, Angie, true or not true?
Well, okay. Now, you have to go deeper and say, well, true. Who's defining truth? Right? True to who? I personally would never have given that advice.
Sparkling water.
But I also do things differently than, what do we call it, the mainstream medical system would tell, would say or deem as evidence-based practice these days.
Well, this is affordable ways to
do it. Just picture it. Like, if you got a plug, if things aren't moving, if the pipe isn't moving, your toilet is clogged, your pipe, you've got the the trap under the kitchen?
Get the poo knife.
If you put carbonated water in, it's going to expand. That's going to be so uncomfortable. All you're doing is blowing yourself up on top of a plug.
You're giving yourself gas, maybe.
Yeah, but it can't go anywhere.
Well, whew.
That's the point. It can't go anywhere. So you'll just get super bloaty. And that's what they're saying. They're like, oh, but if you actually have IBS or anything, then this might not.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that shouldn't be the number one problem with your number 2.
They move on to say, have a Java, as in drink coffee. Coffee, tea, and other caffeinated drinks have a stimulating effect on your nervous system as well as your gut, which can bring relief when constipated.
We call that a crappuccino.
Have you heard of the people doing the coffee enemas?
Yes.
It's a thing. Apparently people do.
It is a thing.
But that doesn't sound affordable.
It actually,
to constipation.
A little fun fact, the coffee enema used to be in the Merck manual back in the 40s or 50s, I think. And then it was removed.
Yeah.
When I went through nursing school, and the Merck manual is your Bible, it's like a dictionary, basically. It is an absolutely foundational core. If you need to know anything about this disease process, you're going to look it up in the Merck manual.
So the constipation chapter.
It never crossed my mind that Merck wasn't just a coincidence.
Okay. Caffeinated coffee can stimulate the gut 60% more than drinking water, according to Medical News Today, and 23% more than decaffeinated coffee. But you might want to try your coffee black. Dairy or lactose intolerance can cause constipation in some people.
I would combine 1 and 2 and make a sparkling coffee.
Oh, God.
Carbonated
sparkling
Java.
Water. Yeah. I mean, combine 1 and 2. I mean, Double punch.
Maybe in your actual trap under the kitchen sink. But I would not do that in...
I wonder if the coffee enema is where butt chugging originated. If you're not familiar with this, apparently the kids, I guess they still do it. It was in the news some time ago. Not too long ago, but, you know, I'm old, so that means like 5 years ago or something. Where in order to not have alcohol breath, kids would get, you know, a bottle of some high-proof grain alcohol, some clear, you know, vodka or gin or something like that.
Oh, and drink it the other way?
They would, yeah, they would butt chug the alcohol, you know, using like something that resembled a beer bong. You know, have a friend pour it down or up, I guess.
Because you will absorb.
Right, because and in fact, not only will you absorb it, but it'll hit you quicker.
Oh,
so
yeah.
So you will get drunk faster, straight to the bloodstream.
Wow. Yeah.
Right. And also, you won't have alcohol breath.
Right.
So if you got to go home in a couple hours and face mom and dad or whatever it is, right, nobody's going to be like, have you been drinking? Even though you might be totally drunk.
You could tell that to the cops. Have you been drinking? No. Because you haven't been drinking.
And pass a lie detector at it.
Pass a lie detector and breathalyzer and everything.
Yeah.
Hey, New Year's Eve is coming up. Don't do it, kids. Don't
yeah,
do
but
it.
That just means that sometime in the future, they're going to have the other end
analyzer. The buttalyzer.
Yeah, the buttalyzer.
Right.
The flatulizer.
The flatulizer.
Will you fart into this device, please? We have to check if you're drunk or not.
Inebriated.
Yeah.
Inebriated.
Oh, my gosh. All right.
I can't imagine what that would do to your tissue.
Let's pause.
Yeah, there's more to this. We can come back to it. Let's go to David in New Mexico. David, you're on Free Talk Live.
I was calling to gloat. Thank you, Gigi, for concurring with my professional opinion that I rendered on the air to Free Talk Live several years ago, plus or minus, regarding Ian's appeal that Mark Siski might be a very good trial lawyer, but I volunteered that trial lawyers, being one highly specialized area of law, are not appeal lawyers, which is a separate highly specialized area of law, and I highly recommended that he check into a lawyer that specializes in appeals. And so thank you, Gigi, for concurring with my not-so-professional opinion. And on the alcohol thing, first of all, I think that might burn. Second of all, if you actually get drunk...
Oh, butt chugging?
Yeah. Second of all...
Have you ever tried it?
No. And I don't think I ever will.
Okay.
But I think it would probably burn.
Do you want to try it right now while you're on the radio?
No.
I mean, that might get some ratings.
No. No. You can.
I want a fireball.
You can go,
I don't have any, so...
Go off camera and give it a shot.
A shot.
Yeah. And also, if you did succeed in getting drunk... methodology, I think it's also possible that you could still have alcohol in your breath, because if you've ever been around a drunk who's been drunk for quite a while and maybe even has sobered up, they still smell like an alcoholic. Like, you can still smell the alcohol in their body.
Yeah, it will come out of your pores. Like, if you are that much of a drunk and you've had that much,
it'll also come out on your breath. But it'll also come out on your breath. If it's coming out on your pores, it'll come out on your breath, because it's basically the same thing.
Well, maybe drink garlic flavored vodka.
Smelling garlic. Smell the alcohol. It's still alcohol, so you'd still smell it. Thank you, Gigi, for backing me up on my not so professional opinion with your very professional opinion.
All right. Well, thanks for the call, David. Merry whatever, and happy junkin' stuff. 603-283-6160. If you'd like to join us, moving right along. The number 3 of 8 is add fiber to your diet.
Ah, that's what I said. Yes.
Fiber.
But how would you add that if, you know, you haven't gone in a couple of days?
Like, you can buy just a container
fiber?
Of fiber and, like, just, you know, stir it into something and drink it.
Is that true?
So psyllium husk, corn husks, basically, they grind it up and put it in capsules, and it's a bulker. So basically, you swallow these. Once that's in your system, it's going to absorb water. It's going to swell up, and the theory is that the swelling, like, basically, if your gut feels more bulk in there, it's like, start moving, peristalsis.
Oh, so it's like, hey, dude, incoming. Make some room.
Make some room.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Is that what's in Metamucil?
Yes.
Okay.
Exactly.
Okay. Corn husks.
Yeah.
I didn't want to name, like, any particular brands, but, like, there's all sorts of different brands of store-bought fiber. If you
There's cellulose fiber. There's all kinds of different, yeah.
Yeah, if you go to, like, you visit, like, the vitamin shops where, like, the weightlifters go, there's all sorts of things that if you're, like, hey, man, I'm a little backed up. They're like, oh, we have a whole shelf for that over here.
And it's like a giant bottle.
Let me show you to the constipation section.
The constipation aisle.
You're on top shelf, middle shelf, right? It's like you're buying booze.
That would be for someone who's like, they're not completely backed up, but they're like, man, I can only go like every 2 to 3 days. Those are the kind
so
of
that's
people
a regular,
where it's like, okay, you need to like speed up your transit time.
So that's a regular maintenance kind of thing you have to take.
Well, no, I mean, it can help, like, as a one-off, but it's, that would be, there's so many different types of constipation. There's so many different constipation situations.
Hmm.
You can't, it's not a one-size-fits-all.
And the vitamin shop doesn't sound affordable.
There somewhere.
Well, I used to go to the vitamin shops, particularly the ones the bodybuilders would frequent. So, the
fact when you were bodybuilding?
Yeah, right. I used to have, let's call it a corporate job.
Right.
And in order to get said corporate job, they wanted you to take a whiz quiz.
Oh.
This is a drug test.
Yeah.
And so bodybuilders, believe it or not, are far more knowledgeable about, all things medical and how things happen, process your body.
Metabolism.
And right. So not all products that are designed to get you past the whiz quiz operate the same. They have to know some things about your physiology, height, weight, right, approximate, what do we call it, metabolism, your slow metabolism, fast metabolism, medium metabolism, you know, that kind of thing. And so depending on it, so that's why you go into a place, right? You're like, hey, I look like this, I weigh this much, and I got to pass the whiz quiz. They're like, oh, over here, you don't want this one because you're too small for that, and you're too big for that, you want this one right here. Oh, okay, thank you, sir. You know, and then you go, and then you get the job, and then you come back, and you're like, thanks, dude, here's the tip. 603-283-6160. Let us know if you have any favorite relief efforts. More Free Talk Live coming up.
Most folks don't realize this fact. Our country is only 4 missed meals away from chaos, and those meals can vanish fast. In a national emergency, fragile supply chains break down and will wipe grocery store shelves clean in a matter of hours. Before this happens, there's something you should do today. That's stock up on emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply is the company millions of American families trust for their emergency supplies. You should, too. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each kit contains delicious breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and other survival necessities. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship the same day, fast. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Those who know what's coming, prepare before the chaos starts. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.